Let's meet today's contestants. A graduate student and teacher originally from New York, New York, Spencer Robbins. A retired educator from Los Angeles, California, Rhonda Beyer. And our returning champion, a policy intern from Las Vegas, Nevada, Braden Smith, whose one day cash winnings total $31,000. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Hi, everyone, and welcome aboard. So far this week, it's turning into a great week for our Jeopardy winners. The average winnings, $34,000. Many reasons to celebrate in this holiday season. Rhonda and Spencer, welcome aboard. Let's go to work, players. Here we go. Here are the categories for you in the first round of play today. 00, seven-letter words. That sounds very straightforward. Next, TV comedies. The country she led. You identify the country for us. We have a U.S. fact sheet to deal with. A little bit of this and that. And finally, in keeping with the season,
gingerbread. It's for men, it's for houses, and Nuremberg is the world capital.
Braden, off you go.
Let's do the country she led for 800, please.
South America's Michelle Bachelet. Country was Chile. Braden.
Let's try 600, country she led.
From 1980 to 1996, Vigdis Finnbogadottir. Braden.
What is it, Iceland?
Yes.
U.S. fact sheet for 800.
The largest gorge is the Grand Canyon, but the deepest one is Hell's Canyon along this river. Spencer.
What is the Colorado?
No. Rhonda or Braden? What is the Snake River? Back to you, Braden.
Window 00 for 800, please.
Nickname for a person from Muncie. Braden.
What's a Hoosier?
Good.
00 for 1,000.
This term for a habitual object of abuse can also refer to something that invites you into a house. Spencer?
What is a doormat?
Good, you're out of the hole, just like that.
00200.
On commercial airlines, exit rows and bulkhead seats typically offer extra this. Spencer?
What is legroom?
Yes.
00400.
At 380 feet, the tallest living tree is a coast this in California. Rhonda.
What is a redwood?
Yes.
Okay, TV comedies, 200.
In 2001, this friend's character married Chandler Bing. Spencer?
Who is Monica?
She's the one.
This and that, 200?
A sidewinder is this type of venomous snake that has a noisy tail. Rhonda.
What is a rattlesnake?
Yes.
TV comedies, 400.
Much like Lost, the TBS comedy Wrecked begins with one of these mishaps. Spencer?
What is a plane crash?
Yeah.
U.S. fact sheet, 600.
In the contiguous states, the true southernmost point is Ballast Key in this state. Braden?
What is Florida?
That's the state.
Fact sheet, 1,000.
Answer? Daily double. You were lucky at finding them yesterday, and you found the first one today. You're in the lead with 2,000.
Let's bet it all.
All right, here's the clue. This alliterative pine that needs lots of direct sunlight to grow is the state tree of Montana, the Big Sky State.
What is a ponderosa pine?
That is right. Good for you.
This and that, 600.
Sanrio created this character with a feline name in 1974. Her status as a cat? It's complicated. Spencer.
Who is Hello Kitty?
Yes.
This and that, 800?
Once called the Grande Galerie, the Hall of Mirrors in this palace consists of 357 mirrors on 17 arches. Spencer.
What is Versailles?
Yes.
This and that for 1,000?
The King of Cakes is at your door, said hostess of this chocolate treat. Oh, grew up loving them. Ding-dongs. Ding-dongs. All right. Break time for us, folks. Back in a moment. Spencer Robbins is a graduate student and teacher from New York. Obviously an outdoorsy kind of guy who enjoys hiking.
Yeah.
But there's a problem.
There is. I've developed a bad reputation for getting my friends lost on poorly planned hikes that I poorly plan. Something about, you know, a hike to me is supposed to be an adventure. So why would you bring a map or food or water or know what time sunset is? So we've had a couple of close calls, but everyone got out alive every time.
Okay, remind me not to go hiking with you.
Invitation's open.
All right. Rhonda Beyer is a retired educator from L.A. When people visit Russia, they want to bring back souvenirs, and one of the popular souvenirs is the Matryoshka dolls. You have a collection of those, right?
Right. Yeah, I've traveled a lot, and I collect a set from different countries that I go to that kind of represent that country. Like I have Maoris from New Zealand, pandas from China. But my favorite one is a set of the Rolling Stones from Budapest.
Oh, how about that? They're easy to store because all of them fit inside. You only have to store on the shelf the largest one. Okay. Braden Smith, policy intern from Las Vegas, has a baseball card collection of how many cards?
Over 15,000.
15,000. When did you start collecting?
You should ask when my dad started collecting.
Ah.
When he was a kid. I've added about, I think, 20 or 25.
Anything total really valuable in there, like a Honus Wagner or?
No, there is a Ryan Sandberg rookie card, which is worth quite a bit.
Well, you've earned a lot of money. You can afford to go out and buy one of those.
Yes,
all right, let's get back into this one. Spencer has command of the board. Go ahead.
U.S. fact sheet for 400.
The USA's driest point is in this national park in the Mojave Desert. Spencer?
What is Death Valley?
Correct.
TV comedies for 600.
HBO's Avenue 5 stars Hugh Laurie and Josh Gad, stuck on one of these for a while. Spencer?
What is a spaceship?
Correct.
TV comedies for 800.
On a classic sitcom, Lenny and Squiggy were a couple of friends of this title pair from Milwaukee. Rhonda.
What is Laverne and Shirley?
Yes.
Okay, I will try gingerbread for 200.
All right. Sarah?
In the 1800s, gingerbread houses became especially popular in Germany, inspired by the witch's house in this fairy tale.
Spencer?
What is Hansel and Gretel?
Yes.
Gingerbread for 400.
Jimmy this time.
Here in Nuremberg, the gingerbread capital of the world, gingerbread is known as Lebkuchen, a word meaning loaf this.
Spencer.
What is cake?
Cake is right.
This and that for 400.
On the flag of Eritrea, a wreath encircles this botanical symbol of peace. Braden.
What's an olive branch?
Yes.
00 for 600.
Vespa is an iconic brand of this. Braden.
What's a scooter?
Good.
TV comedies 1,000?
Gavin Belson was the conniving chief innovation officer of tech company Hooli on this show. Spencer.
What is Silicon Valley?
You got it.
U.S. fact sheet 200.
At 77 million cubic feet, this Virginia office building is the country's largest. Rhonda.
What is the Pentagon?
Yes, that's right.
The country she led, 200.
Isabel Perón. Braden.
What's Argentina?
Yes.
1,000 country?
Scandinavia's Gro Harlem Brundtland. The country she led was Norway. Back to you, Braden.
400 country?
Corazon Aquino. Rhonda.
What is the Philippines?
Yes.
Gingerbread for 600.
Sarah, back to you.
At the intersection of several trade routes, Nuremberg acquired exotic spices like cloves, nutmeg, and ginger from the east via the network known as this road.
Rhonda.
What is the spice road?
No. Red.
What's the silk road?
That's it, yes.
800.
Back to Sarah.
With the establishment of a special guild in Germany in the 1600s, only guild members could make gingerbread except for these two religious holidays when anybody could.
Braden?
What is Christmas and Easter?
That is right. And now the last clue. Jimmy?
In some versions, gingerbread contains as much of this spice as ginger. In German, it's Zimt.
Braden.
What is cinnamon?
Cinnamon is right, and that adds to your lead. You're at 7,600, and Rhonda is the player going first in Double Jeopardy. Right after this. The lady with the Rolling Stones, Matryoshka dolls, gets to go first in Double Jeopardy. Rhonda, here are the categories. Cave caveats, followed by minced oaths, boats and ships, medical terms, ending on a high note, of course. Where do we start?
Let's try on a high note for 400.
In 2017, Audrey Luna hit the highest note ever at New York City's Metropolitan Opera, singing in this vocal range in The Exterminating Angel. Spencer?
What is soprano?
Yes.
On a high note, 800?
This Aerosmith lead singer has shown his own high note skills in the hits Crazy and Dream On. Spencer?
Who is Steven Tyler?
He's the one.
On a high note, 1200?
She hit a high E flat singing Let It Go and then hit it again with Into the Unknown from Frozen 2. Rhonda?
Who is Idina Menzel?
Yes.
Okay, on a high note for 1600.
A tenor in this title role hits a high A flat singing Let Your Soul Take You Where You Long to Be from The Music of the Night. Rhonda?
What is The Phantom of the Opera?
Correct.
Okay, ending 400, please.
At the end of the book, The Maltese Falcon, this private eye realizes that Bridget is a murderer and turns her into the police. Raiden.
Who is Sam Spade?
Yeah.
Minced Oats, 1200.
Answer. Daily Double. I think you've found them all since you've been a contestant on the program.
So. Let's do 5,000.
Five it is. This, also the surname of a prolific 19th century British author, was sometimes substituted for devil in Oates.
What is Dickens?
That's it. What the Dickens?
Let's do medical terms for 800.
From the Latin for bruise, it's a bruise in which capillaries may have been ruptured. Braden.
What's a contusion?
Correct.
Minsos, 800.
This sticky oath, a variant of damnation, goes back to 1790 and may be derived from eternal. Braden.
What is tarnation?
Yes.
Boats and ships, 1600.
The P in a PT boat stands for patrol. The T stands for this type of explosive weapon. Braden.
What is a torpedo?
Yes.
2,000 boats.
This clipper ship that sailed from Australia to London 25 days faster than other ships is now a sailing museum in Greenwich, London. And that would be the Cutty Sark. Braden.
Stew boats for 800.
Sort of a floating palace in Edinburgh, the Britannia is the royal this fancy type of ship. Braden.
What is a yacht?
Correct.
Caves for 1600.
Beware. Divers have perished in the Blue Hole, a dangerous diving site near the Sinai Peninsula on this sea. Braden.
What is the Red Sea?
Yes.
2,000 caves?
Hold on tight, descending into Krubera Cave, the world's second deepest, found in these European mountains in Georgia. Braden.
What are the Caucasus?
You got it.
800 caves.
Be careful in Mexico's underwater Cenote Esqueleto. It's nicknamed this, like Indiana Jones's title destination in his second film. Spencer.
What is the Temple of Doom?
Yes.
Boats and ships, 1200.
In 1915, a U-boat sank this British liner, sending nearly 1,200 souls to a watery grave. Braden.
What is the Lusitania?
That's the ship.
2,000 for medical terms.
Acid reflux problems can cause dysphagia, difficulty in doing this. Braden.
What is swallowing?
Yes.
Medical terms, 1,600.
Reduced activity of tyrosinase needed to make melanin results in this condition. Braden.
What is albinism?
That's it.
Yeah. Ending for 2000.
Turns out the doctors of the title place of this Dennis Lehane novel have been manipulating a U.S. Marshal who is really an inmate. Spencer.
What is Shutter Island?
Good.
On a high note, 2000.
Mario Lanza is no ordinary vineyard worker in the film Serenade, singing the high notes of Nessun Dorma from this Puccini opera. Racking your brains to come up with Turandot. Back to you, Spencer.
Ending, 1600.
The end of this novel hints at cannibalism aboard a lifeboat whose occupants were people, not a boy and zoo animals. Braden.
What is The Life of Pi?
Yes.
Ending, 1200.
Oh, I've had such a curious dream, remarks the title girl at the end of this work. Braden.
What is Alice in Wonderland?
Yes.
K caves for 1,200.
Always stay with the tour group is one of the rules at this really big cave system in Kentucky. Braden.
What is Mammoth Cave?
That's it.
Medical terms, 1,200.
Answer. Daily double. And you have turned this game into a runaway once again.
2,000.
All right. Lithotripsy uses ultrasonic shock waves to break up these.
What are kidney stones?
Correct. You're at 31,400.
Minstos 2,000.
On St. Patrick's Day, you might hear someone exclaim, faith and this word, meaning by God. Braden.
What is Blarney?
No. Rhonda.
What is Bigoria? Bigori.
No. You added a letter that made it incorrect. It's faith and Bigora, not Bigoria. Less than a minute now. Braden?
Minstos 16.
Instead of referencing the Almighty Son, this rhyming phrase with the same initial letters was used. Spencer.
I'm sorry.
Darn. Yeah. Braden?
What is Jeepers Creepers?
That's it.
Yeah. Caves for 400.
You've heard of this biblical guy's ladder, but there's also a dangerous cave system near Austin with his name. Braden.
Who's Jacob?
Yeah.
Minstos 400.
There were six British kings named this, but saying by him actually meant by God. Braden.
Who's George?
Yes. And with that, you wind up at 31,800. Most impressive. I don't know what to say. Final Jeopardy to come, players. Royalty is the subject. Make your wagers. Back in a moment. Guys, good.
Today's clue for you brought to you by News of the World. Tom Hanks plays Captain Jefferson Kyle Kidd, who travels around this state reading the news. The correct response, what is Texas?
A Camel and a Geico ad asks, Mike, what day is it? And here's this nickname for Wednesday. What is Hump Day? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Royalty is the category for our final today, and this is the clue. In 1521, this monarch published the theological treatise, Defense of the Seven Sacraments. 30 seconds, players. Good luck. Because he published that work, the Pope declared him defender of the faith. We come to you first. Rhonda, you had 2,200. What did you write down as your response? Who is Henry VIII? You're correct. What did you risk? 2,199. You almost doubled. You're at 4,399. Let's go to your left now. Spencer had 7,400. Not too happy, it looks like. He picked James I instead. Did he lose too much? 2,999. No, he's going to finish in second place. Braden, 31,800. We're looking for Henry VIII. Good. I hope you risked a bundle. 3,200, not bad. That takes you up to 35,000. Gives you a two-day total of $66,000. Well done. Wow. You get to play again, you know.
Great.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow. So long till then.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico.
The first blast of winter bringing a mix of rain, sleet, and snow.
Tonight at 11 o'clock, ABC 7 is on your side with live coverage from across the DMV.
The storm system moving out, but our biggest threat still very much here and will be tonight. We'll talk about that at 11.